You are now listening to Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. I am your host, Mark Richardson. That was a brand new track by local band Mode Moderne, who have made the big leap to full-length LP that's released on their own label, Lust Nuevo. That track was called Radio Heartbeat. You should be able to grab that one at any halfway decent local retailer right now. It's highly recommended stuff. Plenty of newness to get to this week. We got some other local stuff coming up, including this new Terrorbird track. If you're into the icy, gothy type throwback stuff that you just heard right there, this is a brand new one by Vancouver's Terrorbird on Pop Drones.
I have a feeling that wanting to spend your Wednesday nights somewhere besides the pit?
CITR and Discorder have a solution for you. The first Wednesday night of each month is Discorder Night at the Astoria. On October 7th, come check out World Club with special guests Walter TV and Boogie Monster. The kitchen is staying open late, and there will be drink specials all night long. Show starts at 10 p.m.
Not all your problems are solved, but at least you know what you're doing Wednesday night.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. Last track there was by UK trio Pens. It's a full-length LP on the Distill label. That track was called High in the Cinema. Just before that was a brand new one by Terrorbird on the Night People label based out of Iowa City. And that one, you should probably be able to grab at a couple of record stores in town. And then we started the whole thing off with a new one by Mode Modern, also a another local band. Nice icy 80s gothy type stuff there to start the show off. All right, now we got a brand new one by Fresh and Onlys, who have had a monster of a year, two LPs already, and a third one due on In the Red sometime in November, December. And this is a brand new 7-inch on a Chicago label called Trouble in Mind. And it's got two brand new songs. I don't know how they keep pumping them out, but they do. So this is a brand new one by The Fresh and Onlys. This is called Laughter is Contagious.
Yeah. I don't know. makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Solo the guitar, guitar solo.
A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. Last track there is a fairly new one there by Cheater Slicks. It's a album of somewhat improvised gnarly garage blues there, released on the Treasures of the Underworld label in a very, very small edition. That track there was just called Part 2. It was about half a side of some of the noisier stuff that we heard on that LP there. Very, very limited copies on that. If you're a Cheater Slicks fan, you might want to grab that one pretty quick. It's also a live CDR of the entire album performed live, of course. Just ahead of that was a brand new one by Sex Church that was called Dead End, brand new 7-inch on Sweet Rot. And starting that set off there was the Fresh and Onlys with Horrible Door. Was actually not Laughter is Contagious. That was Horrible Door. Brand new 7-inch on the Chicago label, Trouble in Mind. Fresh and Onlys actually also have another LP out on the Woodsist label, and another full-length forthcoming on In the Red. And that one should be due November, December, and that will mark their third LP of 2009. Easily the most unstoppable band of the year. Right now we're going to get into some heavier territory here, so you might want to either A, turn the radio up or turn it down. We've got a brand new one here by a band called Twin Stumps, who I stumbled across a little while ago. They played a live set on WFMU, and it was some of the harshest, noisiest rock and roll I had ever heard. They have a brand new 12-inch out on the Days record label. Days also has put out some stuff by Coombe Transmissions, which was Genesis P. Orge's group before he formed Throbbing Gristle. And they've also put out the Cold Cave 12-inch, which we've played on the show here before, and which is now fetching a lot of money on the old eBay. And Cold Cave have actually signed a little record deal with Matador, of all labels. And nonetheless, this is a brand new one by Twin Stumps, and it's on the Days record label.
Thank you.
The CRTC is asking the public for comments as part of a nationwide review of campus and community radio. That review includes this station. We're asking that you let the CRTC know what local, nonprofit, volunteer-driven radio means to you and your community. Maybe you're a fan of community radio. Maybe you've donated. Or maybe you're a volunteer. Then please write to the CRTC and make sure you tell them you support the idea of stable funding for the sector. To submit your comments, visit the website crtc.notlong.com and look for review number 418, the review of campus and community radio. The last day for comments is Friday, October 16th.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Mark Richardson. Last track there was by the Halflings. It's two members from an infamous noise group called Yellow Tears. That's a full-length LP called Self-Esteem. It's released on America's longest-running noise label, RRR, who have a whole bunch of new releases out right now, including a 500 lock groove LP that is definitely worth investigating if you're into... keeping your vinyl nice and RT. It's basically 250 grooves per side of the LP, and you have to literally lift the needle up for each different groove, making it almost impossible to hear all of them unless you have a bright light and a really good needle and turntable. Anyways, that's a brand new LP by Halflings there, and just ahead of that was Twin Stumps with a self-titled 12-inch on the Days record label. Things are going to get a little driftier, a little spacier here. We got a brand new 7-inch by two local bands, Solars on the one side and Anna on the other. We played the Anna side a couple weeks ago, and we're going to play the Solar side this week. We've also got some brand new Expo 70, which will be coming up right after that. Right now, this is Solars on Pop Drone, CITR 101.9.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That last hazy space track there was a brand new one by Expo 70, released on his own label, actually, called Sonic Meditations. He's been releasing a fair amount of drone-y, spacey, rock-type cassettes with some fantastic packaging, which is always nice to see in the cluttered cassette underground. Just ahead of that was a brand new one also. That was by Solars, local band Solars. That's taken from their split 7-inch self-released, with Anna being on the flip side of that. That track was called A Nocturnal Circuit. In a bit here, we got a phone call from a good friend, Josh, and we'll be talking about Mark Lord. He handed me off a cassette the other day, and I actually got an LP in the mail, and we're going to play a little bit of both. We're going to start off with the LP here. For those that don't know, Mark Lord's actually a member of Kites. We'll get a bit of background information on him, I'm sure, pretty soon here from Josh, who's a massive Kites fan. So we're going to play a bit of this excerpt from a LP that he just released. And it's a split with Morgan Egg, who I actually don't know a whole lot about. But we're going to hear the Mark Lord side, and then we're going to play a bit of a cassette and talk to Josh in between there. So we'll be hearing from him in a few minutes. Right now, this is Mark Lord on Pop Drones.
Jenny, did you see those guys with the hair?
It's those guys from the fake stage across the street from our house.
Ew, I get so excited when somebody from a group gets near me. I just...
Don't you have any taste? That one guy's got gray hair and the other one's too fat.
Because they look so lonely.
Lonely? Good evening, honey. They look desperate. Desperate pop stars are so depressing when they've been on the road for such a long time. And they finally get some action.
They drool on you.
Really? All that stuff that comes out of their mouth when they're on top of you. It's so moche.
Ew. Ew on the pillows.
But I like the drummer with the rivets on his clothes. He's not bad.
Yeah, I've seen him too. He just screams Englishness with that little haircut and the rings.
And the binoculars.
Binoculars?
Didn't you notice his binoculars?
No, he's got binoculars.
He watches us through him. He's a pervert.
I get so hot just thinking about perversions. Maybe when we go down to the fake nightclub tonight, we can meet him and find out if he really is perverted.
Just take my word for it. He is perverted.
Ah!
That was a little excerpt from a brand new LP by Mark Lord. We should have Josh on the line here to fill us in with some more information on the man here. You there, Josh?
Yep.
Did you get a load of that there?
Yeah, sounded good.
Yeah,
I'm really moving into some kind of like acid territory or something.
Yeah, totally. It definitely had like a like early Aphex. What are those? What are those series?
Analog bubble bath.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. But way more sinister.
Yeah. Yeah. And with a kind of like glitchy vibe, reminiscent of the earliest Kites material.
Yeah.
But way more like, I don't know, narrowing down onto some kind of other like sort of minimal vein that he hasn't tapped into yet. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, that LP there, which I it's just one side there. I think there's about three songs in total. It's pretty varied. Like some of it's a little lighter than that. Like that was kind of a darker track that I wanted to play in conjunction with this cassette that we're about to hear a bit from. Have you listened to that a few times, this cassette?
Yeah, I listened to it a few times. It's kind of like one long piece broken over two sides. It's a lot more, I don't know, it's hard to say. From what I'd read and heard from other people about CF's new project, in his like post Kites kind of musical endeavors, has been that it's like more industrial, more song based, stripped down, more or less like dispensing with the folk elements of the first two Kites records entirely. But this tape really, I don't know, it's like it's different than what I would have expected from those kind of descriptions. It's still pretty freeform, still really obviously noise based.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely has like a kind of Italian industrial vibe to it, but it's I don't know, it's like an interesting kind of dance music process through the like somebody who's lived in a world of living off the grid, making his own equipment, running his own businesses, etc., and really like making his own scene, because it's not really like anything else. The closest thing I can think of is other Rhode Island artists, like Matt Brinkman comes to mind, and like Force Field, in their kind of like interest in dance music and electronic dance music specifically, and they're kind of like moving it into this kind of like freeform, transcendental noise world.
Yeah, getting back to what we were mentioning there with Aphex Twin, it's funny because you mentioned, you know, obviously very delving into dance music and creating own equipment, which is what he did essentially, in his bedroom there for the first few years, where he was totally unnoticed. Obviously, he ended up going a little bit more listenable in the mid '90s there, but
yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. I kind of wonder if they were listening to some of that stuff and taking some cues.
Taking notes, yeah.
I mean, I think Aphex Twin's kind of one of those guys that...
It's hard not to if you're, like, interested in music that isn't totally readily available. It's hard not to, like, come across it.
Yeah.
Cross paths with the man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any kind of, like, sort of essential difficult listening for a lot of people, and, like, definitely... Knowing that those guys are kind of part of the post-punk, post-hardcore, and post-rave scene in Rhode Island kind of makes sense.
Yeah. So are Kites actually done here, or is that...
This is what I gather. I think that's it. I know there was like a split LP last year or earlier in the year, and it claims on the record, I can't remember who the other side is.
I think it's Earth Crown.
Yeah, Earth Crowns. It claims on the record that it was recorded around the same time as Hallucination Guillotine Final Worship, which was the last Kites full length on Load. So, and I heard from a friend the other day that CF has yet another post Kites project called Daily Life, And I don't know if that's something that he's like been doing for a while and has restarted, or if it's like a full-on another new thing like this Mark Lord. It seems like that's his energies are being poured into this Mark Lord material.
Yeah, yeah. Just reading something here on the Mimaroglu site. Actually, it says. Yeah, Christopher Forg, CF, who we've been talking about here, is he's now recording solo as Mark Lord and in a duo with Sakiko Mori. And that's the Daily Life.
That's the Daily Life? Okay.
Yeah, which, I'll have to do some investigating. Because, yeah, definitely I've liked a lot of this Mark Lord stuff that I've heard. And this tape, although I only listened to a bit of it last night, it sounded really good. We're gonna play a bit of that play a bit of that tape right now, and that's probably pretty much going to wrap it up for us this week for Pop Drones. The Annoys show is coming up next. Thanks for calling, Josh, and we'll talk to you next week.
Take it easy.
Bye. So this is a Mark Lord cassette. This is released on the Chondritic Sound. We may have time for one more track here after this. We'll see how things go. But that might be it for this week. Tune in this next week and have a good week. Thank you.
I'm at war with myself, I'm at war with you, I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs, because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain, I want the clarity of the challenge, I want to win. I want to kick in the head, I want to tear the throat box out, I want to smash in the lungs, I want to kick in the rib cage, I want to split the spine, and I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
But noise! 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 Noise!
It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means? It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, atop of the Student Union Building. Luke Mead here. Coming up in the next hour and a half, we're going to kind of pick up where Mark left off with kind of the electro beepy stuff. This is not going to be as musical, I'm afraid. We're starting off with the League of Automatic Composers from 1978 to 1983. This is a compilation that was just released out on New World Records. And the League of Automatic Music Composers were a collective of electronic music experimentalists active in the San Francisco Bay Area between 1977 and 1983, widely regarded as the first musicians to incorporate the newly available microcomputers of the day into live musical performance. The League created networks of interacting computers and other electronic circuits with an eye to elicit and surprise and introduce new musical artificial intelligences. We approach the computer network as one large interactive musical instrument made up of independently programmed automatic music machines, producing a music that was noisy, difficult, often unpredictable, and occasionally beautiful. We're going to hear a few tracks off of this. We're going to start off with a collection of Tim Perkins, John Bischoff, and Jim Horton with a track called Dense Drone.